tradition and social all kinds of values that society espouses.
无形中我们就走在了这个世界的价值观，这个世界上的世界的道路让我们走到这个方向去了。
So we come to walk within this social values that we have all surrounding us.
我有个表弟，他我比他大很多。
A relative of mine who is much older than me.
然后呢，他从小呢就在他的爷爷给他编的一个儿歌当中长大。
He grew up with a children's song that his grandfather came up with.
那个讲的是说，去去去去美国拿拿拿拿博士。
And the lyric says, "Go go 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 to America," and the other thing is the grab or take grab 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 a doctoral degree.
所以我每次听到他在念的时候，他爷爷讲说，那个谁谁谁啊，怎么唱的呀？
So the grandpa will often go, okay, so how does the song go?
他就这样唱。
He would just sing about those two lines.
然后我就觉得说，我实在我自己就觉得我觉得很好笑，所以他等于就从小在这样的观念当中长大。
To me, that was funny how he grew up with this concept, this value.
不过很不幸，他后来没有拿到。
It was kind of unfortunate he achieved neither one of the two goals later in his life.
所以这就是我们走到我们这个世界上所要我们走的一个方向。
Such is the kind of direction we have established for our life, walking in this society of ours.
但是在两个礼拜之前，朱牧师在中文堂讲了一篇道。
But Pastor Jeremy gave a sermon about a couple of weeks ago.
里面讲到说，引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Sermon talks about entering through the narrow door.For those who go through the narrow door are fewer, yet that leads to eternal life.
这告诉我们说，我们作为基督徒的人，我们是走在一条不同的人生道路上面。
Well, we learn that Christians walk on a path that is different.
所以呢，这个我不是要我们去不要去力争上游，而是要我们谨慎的选择什么是合神心意的，不妄求的这么一个理想。
My intention here is not to discourage anybody from pursuing anything great, but rather to encourage us to carefully consider the kind of values, the kind of goals that we pursue.
同时能够在这样一个理想当中来荣耀神。
So make sure that the kind of inspirations we do have for ourselves, in fact, glorify God.
我们来一起读一下今天这段经文，是跟我一起念中文，然后再跟秀玉念英文。
And let's look at our text for today, and we'll read the Chinese first, and then English.
马太福音二十章。
So that comes from Gospel according to Matthew chapter 20.
那时，西庇太儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说：“你要什么呢？”他说：“愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。”耶稣回答说：“你们不知道所求的是什么。我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？”他们说：“我们能。”耶稣说：“我所喝的杯，你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的，就预给谁。”那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们弟兄二人。耶稣叫了他们来说：“你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样。你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你众人的佣人；谁愿为首，就必做他的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”英文。Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee
came to Jesus with her sons, bowing down and making a request of him. And he said to her, "What do you wish?"
She said to him, "Command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right and one on your left."
But Jesus answered, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?" They said to him, "We are able." He said to them, My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right and on my left, that is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father. And hearing this, the ten became indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to himself and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and the great men exercised authority over them. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. Let's pray.
现在天父, 我们来赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come here together to praise you.
因为主你给了我们一条不一样的道路。
Lord, we know you've given us a path in life that is different.
也许在这条道路上不是被世人所尊崇的。
Could be this road, this path may not be honored by worldly people.
但是我们在主里面能够得到那平安与喜乐。
And yet peace and joy are ours in you.
帮助我们看到我们所要的。
Help us open our eyes. Let us see what it is that we wish to have.
让我们无论在什么样的工作, 无论在什么样的岗位中,
that whatever line of work that we do,
都能够荣耀主你的名。
We do that to the glory of your name.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好。 我们现在看这段经文，马太福音20:20节，那时西庇太儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。
So verse 20, in Matthew chapter 20, it says, Then mother of the son of Zebedee came to Jesus.
他讲那时，那我们就看到说那时是什么时候。
So then, what is this then? What time does this then refer to?
在前面第十七节的时候，他讲说，耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，在路上把十二个门徒带到一边，对他们说：“看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去，人子要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，又交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打，钉在十字架上。第三日他要复活。”
So the word then refers to this circumstance given in from verse 17. It says, as Jesus was about to go up to Jerusalem, he took his 12 disciples aside by themselves, and on the way he said to them, Behold, we're going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and will hand him over to the Gentiles to mock and scourge and crucify him, and on the third day he will be raised up.
所以在这段经文的时候，也就是当西庇太的母亲带着儿子来见耶稣的时候，那个时候耶稣刚刚跟他的门徒讲完了，预言了他将来所要面对到的苦。So
what this tells us is just as Jesus was finishing talking about his coming death, crucifixion, and resurrection, at that very moment, the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with a request.
你看，在这个地方，他讲了说，他要被交给祭司长和文士，他要定他死罪，要交给外邦人，将他戏弄、鞭打，钉在十字架上。
Jesus is talking about the fact he will be delivered, and he will be condemned, and he will be crucified.
我不知道大家在座有没有人有过这个经过那个医疗的手术过。
I wonder if anyone has gone through a major medical procedure.
当医生跟你在详述你要经过什么手术的过程的时候，要把你开刀，要把你什么什么东西拿出来的时候，
You know, when you're hearing the doctor's explanation of the procedure about how you're gonna get cut open, how this and that procedure is gonna be operated upon you.
这个地方耶稣就在讲他要面对到的那一切。
That's kind of like what Jesus is doing. He's talking about what suffering and death that's gonna happen to him.
但他在这里完全没有任何的惧怕。
But of course, Jesus here has shown no sign of fear at all.
因为他知道这是他来到世界上的目的。
For he knew that was the very purpose that he came.
所以在这个时候，他说这个，然后在这不是他的第一次所说这句话，他在前面已经说过了。Jesus
has already talked about this coming event once before.
在十六章二十一节那个地方，当彼得说出来耶稣是这个天父的儿子的时候。
And that was in chapter 16, 21. From that time, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
所以在16章里面讲过一次，同时在17章的时候他又说过一次。
And in chapter 17, he again repeated the same prophecy.
因此在刚刚我们看到的这一段，当西庇太儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣的时候，他其实是第三次在告诉门徒他将要面对到什么样的一些苦难。
So we see that in chapter 20, as the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus, Jesus was for the third time predicting his death and resurrection.
因此可以告诉我们说，他在讲这段事情的时候是很慎重的，而且这件事情是一定会发生的。
So we knew from all these three prophecies, Jesus was being serious and solemn. He knew that this was bound to happen.
他说，那时西庇太的儿子母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。在马可福音也说了，但是没有提到母亲这个事。
And then we have then.Mother of Zebedee came to Jesus with a request. The same story was also mentioned in Mark chapter 10, 35, without mentioning that she was actually the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
不同的是在马可福音，他在讲的是说，他说我们无论求你什么，愿你给我们做。他要的是一张空白支票。
Mark's description differs a little in that it says, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.Of you. In other words, they are requesting a blank check from Jesus.
所以在这个地方的不同点在于说，他这个西庇太的儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上来。
So the difference is that Matthew specifies it's the mother of the sons of Zebedee who requested this from Jesus.
那我们就要问他妈妈是什么人。
So we can ask, well, who is this mother of the sons of Zebedee?
在耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，有三个女人在下面。
We know at the scene of Christ's crucifixion, there were three women present.
在马太福音二十七章五十六节，他说内中有抹大拉的玛利亚，又有雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有西庇太两个儿子的母亲。
Matthew 27:56 says, among them was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee.
那么抹大拉的玛利亚，我们知道在圣经里面多数有提到。
Mary Magdalene is a well-known woman mentioned many times in the Gospels.
然后这里讲到雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，讲的是谁？讲的是耶稣的母亲。
And this one, Mary, the mother of James and Joseph, we know also she was also the mother of Jesus as well.
然后另外还有一个女人叫做西庇太两个儿子的母亲，因此知道说西庇太两个儿子的母亲在耶稣受难的时候也在那个地方。
And there's a third woman, the mother of the sons of Zebedee. From this we know that she was also at Jesus' crucifixion scene.
然后在马可福音他讲说还有些妇女远远的观看，内中有抹大拉的玛利亚，又有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有撒罗米。
And Mark 15:40 further states that there were also some women looking on from a distance, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Lazarus and Jose and Salome.
所以如果说我们看马太福音、马可福音这两段经文的话，我们就知道说西庇太两个儿子的母亲的名字叫撒罗米。
So we know from Matthew and Mark, these two passages, that the mother of Salome is that her name is Mary, the mother of James of the Less and Jose. Salome is her name.
Yeah.然后最后呢，我们看到约翰福音这地方也在形容那段那个场景。他讲说，站在耶稣十字架旁边的有他母亲，并与他母亲的姐妹，并格罗巴的妻子玛利亚和抹大拉的玛利亚。
In John 19:25 says, "But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene."
我们花了这段口舌，主要的目的在于说，谁是在他母亲的这个站在耶稣母亲旁边的是他的一个姐妹。
So the whole point about looking about it, comparing all these passages is to say, that the mother who the woman who was standing by Jesus' cross was a sister of Jesus' mother.
因此，我们就知道一件事情是说，这个西庇带两个儿子的母亲就是这个耶稣母亲的姐妹。
So you know the mother of the sons of Zebedee is a sister of Jesus' mother.
那么我们刚刚所说的，如果我们把它用一个常人的话来讲，就是耶稣的母亲、耶稣的阿姨或者姨妈带着两个表弟来拜他，求他做一件事。
So, okay, what this comes down to is that an aunt, right, an auntie of Jesus, taking two of his brothers on her side and came up to Jesus to ask a favor from him.
所以这个是等于是一个非常慎重的一个要求。
So in other words, this request that she made is a pretty weighty request.
Okay, 好。然后呢，耶稣就说了，他说你要什么呢？他说愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
And Jesus said to her, what do you wish? She said to him, command that in your kingdom these two sons of mine may sit, one on your right and one on your left.
所以在这地方看到是什么？是耶稣的母亲，她看到了一件事实，是说将来耶稣他是有一个国度的。
What this implies is that this sister of Jesus' mother now knows that there is going to be put a number of positions in the kingdom of Jesus in the future.
所以他要的是一个在左边，一个在右边，表示说什么？左右左丞右相都要他的儿子来当了。
So what she is asking is this two top lieutenant positions, right, that are sit next to Jesus in his kingdom.
这里也看出来，在那个时候，其实很多的人，他们认为耶稣基督进耶路撒冷是要 take over, 是要夺取罗马政权，让他的国度能够得以在地上成立。
This shows a belief many held at the time that what Jesus is going to do once he gets into Jerusalem is to take over the whole kingdom,establish his own throne position and create a kingdom.
然后在十九章的末尾的地方的时候，
and at the end of chapter 19,
当耶稣面对那个少年官，他说你还要变卖你的一切，然后并且要来跟从我。
When Jesus was telling that rich man that he should go sell everything he owns and then come follow him.
然后那个时候彼得他怎么讲？彼得说，神啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？
And then Peter was the one who said, well, look, Lord, we have given up everything we have to follow you. So what it is there that is for us?
我觉得这圣经可爱的就在这里，他把人心人性都讲得很清楚了。
So isn't it wonderful how the scripture so clearly lays out what goes on inside the heart of everyone here?
耶稣讲过了两遍，说他要去受死，他要被钉在十字架。
Twice Jesus has already mentioned his coming death and his crucifixion.
他的国度要来临了。
That his the coming of his kingdom.
彼得赶紧地说，我已经撇下一切了，我要得什么呢？
And then the very next thing Peter brags about is that how he has given up things to follow him, and what he will get in return.
然后耶稣说什么？耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们这跟从我的人，要到复兴的时候，人子坐在他荣耀的宝座上，你们也要坐在十二个宝座上，审判以色列十二个支派。
And what Jesus told him was that I tell you the truth that when the Son of Man comes in his kingdom, it's going to be thrones, 12 thrones, that you'll be sitting on them to judge the 12 tribes of Israel.
然后很快的，西庇带两个儿子的母亲赶紧的要来卡位了。
Then the mother of sons of Zebedee has lost no time to come up and make her request.
Okay. 然后耶稣回答说，你们不知道所求的是什么，我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？他们说我们能。
But Jesus answered, you do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink? They said to him, "We are able."
他这里讲的杯是讲到在以赛亚书里面，他有讲到愤怒的杯。
The cup mentioned here is the kind of cup of wrath mentioned in Book of Isaiah 51:17.
在那个地方，所以杯在相对来讲，他讲到的是耶稣基督即将要面对到的一些苦难。
So the cup, it refers to the coming sufferings and pain that Jesus is going to undergo.
然后他说，他问这两个，问约翰跟这个雅各，他说，我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？
So Jesus asked John and Jacob, "Are you able to drink my cup?"
那我们知道雅各跟约翰，他其实是听得懂这句话的。
We know that this question of Jesus was understood by John and Jacob.
但他们还是说我们能。
And yet the answer was still, "We are able."
这里又看到我们一般，当我们要面对一个我们要争取的一个职份、一个工作的时候，我们也是会硬着头皮，不管它的代价是什么，我们会说我们能。
We're seeing something like ourselves. You know, when we are within sight of a goal that we really want, we're willing to make any kind of promises or brag about what we're willing to do in order to get the very thing.
老板叫我干嘛，我就干嘛。
Whatever the boss tells me to do, I will do it.
叫我做假账。叫我为那个不实的商品做假的广告，做。
Was to falsify a report, an account, or to create a false advertising, I will do it.
你们不知道你们所求的是什么，我将要喝的杯，你们能喝吗？
You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink?
他们说我们能。
They said to him, "We are able."
这里我们看一段经文，马太福音十六章。
Let's take a look at another passage in Matthew 16.
24到28节，我来念中文。
24 to 28. 16:24-28.
这里面可以讲到说，他所说的那个杯是什么样的一个杯，什么样的一个内容。
It explains the content of this reference about the cup.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。背起他的十字架来跟从我，因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
28. Okay, so 24 to 26. Then Jesus said to his disciples,If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will find it. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
这里面讲到就是我们所要付出的代价是什么。
It's talking about the price of following Jesus.
当你要求在我的国度当中，一个在我的左边，一个在我的右边，你是有个代价要付出来的。
When you ask for sitting on Jesus' left or right, there is a price to be paid for that.
这个代价有一个潜台词，是说你所付出的代，你所要的职分，你所要的位置，跟你所要付出的代价是有一个相对等性的。
And there is also a subtext involved here that the position you are requesting must correspond to the kind of a price and duty you are willing to pay and perform.
所以他在讲说，他们说我们能，而且我们相信他是很认真的。
Okay, so when they answered, "We are able," we have all reasons to believe that they are being sincere here.
出动了老娘，然后要来求这两个位置，他们什么东西都会答应的。
So now their very own mother has put herself forward to make that request. So they felt obligated to promise whatever is needed in order to get their request fulfilled.
耶稣说，我所喝的杯，你们必要喝，只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的，乃是我父为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
And yet Jesus said to them, "My cup you shall drink, but to sit on my right and on my left,That is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom has been prepared by my Father.
他这里讲到说，我所喝的杯你们必要喝。
So when Jesus says, "My cup you shall drink,"
所以他并没有说你们不能喝，或者说你们不喝不了。
It's not saying you are not able or you won't drink this cup.
相反，他说你们必要喝。
But rather you shall drink.
我们作为神的门徒的人，我们是有一个，每个人都有一个代价必须要付的，是我们必须要去面对的。
So all disciples like us must we do have a price that we need to be willing to take up.
只是坐在我的左右，不是我可以赐的。
And yet, mark Jesus' word, but to sit on my right or my left, that is not mine to give.
你该要付出的代价，你是要付出去的，但是你能得到什么？不是我能够决定的。
So the price you will for sure have to pay, but yet the position, whether or not you will get it, that is not a guarantee.
乃是我父为谁预备的，就赐给谁。
But rather, it was been prepared by my Father.
所以这个预备也表明了一个事实，是说这个预备表示说这个东西它不是你去争取来的，不是你按着这个位置去一步一步爬上去的。
So the word prepared implies.The position is not a free-for-all, but rather it's not something you can just climb the social ladder, eventually can achieve by your own effort, but rather it's something determined, prepared.
同时它是赐出来，赐的。
It's also bestowed by the Father.
所以我们知道雅各他是第一个为主殉道的门徒。
We know Jacob was the very first disciple who was martyred for the sake of Christ.
在《使徒行传》十二章第一节那个地方，他讲到说，那时希律王下手苦害教会中几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。
So we know in Acts chapter 12, verse 1, we know that Jacob was martyred there.
所以他是一个第一个为主殉道的一个门徒。
So he was the very first one to be killed for Jesus.
那我们大家都想，约翰呢？
But what about John?
约翰是主耶稣十二个门徒当中唯一一个寿终正寝的。
We know John among the other 12 disciples, the only one who died of a natural cause.
他曾经被判下油锅，曾经被判放逐拔摩岛。
He was sentenced to death once. He was exiled to the island of Patmos once.
但是他从拔摩岛回来了以后，他又回到那个以弗所。
But after his return from the island of Patmos, he went back to Ephesus.
活了整整一百岁。
He lived all the way to until but he was 100 years of old of age.
当我在看这个看到他的这个生平的时候，我在想说，哇，很好啊，这个寿命那么好，寿命那么长，活了一百岁。
So it looks great that he lives to this ripe old age of 100 years.
但是我们从另外一个角度来讲。他这一百岁，或者说他离主耶稣是这个离世之后，他活了六十八年。
On the from another angle, what that means is that he had 68 years to live after Jesus' death.
所以也就是他殷勤的为主服侍了六十八年之后才寿终正寝。
That means 68 years of diligent service for God before he met his end.
所以我们不能够仅仅从说他是寿终正寝，就说他是有福而已。
So we can't just simplistically say how blessed is that good old age he was able to live.
所以他说我所喝的杯你们必要喝。
So Jesus' words, my cup you shall drink.
然后到接下来他说那十个门徒听见就恼怒他们弟兄二人。
And then here we see.In 24, and hearing this, the ten other disciples became indignant with the two brothers.
为什么他们要恼怒他？
Why were they indignant?
因为他们两个就直接就不顾他们其他的人，就直接去索取了这个跟耶稣去要这样一个位分。
Because the other two went to Jesus, requested these two high positions without ever consulting the rest of them.
他们恼怒的原因是说，那我们怎么办
？Their indignation was all about, well, what happens to us?
其实我们每个人，这个也是圣经里面完全没有任何的隐瞒。我们每个人在内心当中，谁也是不服谁的人。
And of course, none of us can ever hide any of our thoughts and desires before God.
所以他有彼得才会讲说，你们要羡慕善功。
So when Peter asks us to aspire or to go after an honorable ministry.
因为有很在除了善工以外，他之所以要我们去羡慕善工，因为善工有的时候不被人家羡慕。
Because it is precisely because it's a good work or honorable ministry, nobody really aspires after those kind of work.
但是对于这个世上的那种位子、位分，还有他的名望所带来的财富，那是每个人都会要的。
But when if you're talking about worldly fame.Status or wealth, then pretty much everybody is desires after them.
所以讲说，那十个门徒听见，就恼怒他们弟兄二人。
So the other ten were indignant with these two.
其实，在路加福音的时候，他们已经讲过，他们在路上彼此争论谁为大。
We know Luke also talks about them once having a debate or discussion among themselves on the road about who is going to be the greatest among them.
所以当保罗在讲说我们要在主里面合而为一的时候，他知道合而为一不是一件容易的事。
So when Paul talks about unity in Christ, he's very clear-sighted that such a unity is not something easily maintained.
好，接下来耶稣叫了他们来说，你们知道外邦人有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们，只是在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们的用人，谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人。
And then next we see in verse 25 But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them and that the great men their great men exercise authority over them. It is not this way among you.But whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave.
所以这里面讲说，你们在外邦人，什么？他讲的外邦人是什么？是一群是不信神的那群人。
We know Gentile refer to those unbelievers.
就泛指在他这个整个国度以外的这些人。
A general reference to all outsiders outside Jesus' kingdom.
所以在外邦人当中怎么样？他说有君王为主治理他们，有大臣操权管束他们。
Among them, rulers lorded over them, and their great men exercised authority over them.
在外邦的人当中，在不是属神的世界当中，我们知道在中国有很多的一些，当你在怎么样？他讲说什么？这个千里为官只为财，对不对
？Among Gentiles, unbelievers, you have this kind of authority. We know in among the Chinese, there's a saying that.If I go to my official position over a long, very long distance, serve far away from home, the only reason why I serve in my post is to be able to amass wealth during my term of service.
就是在外邦人当中做君王、做大臣的，他们所追求的东西。
So that is what they seek, in performing their official duty.
然后中国人还说了一个说。这个三年清知府，十万雪花银。
And the Chinese also have a saying that 3 years of service as a magistrate, you're gonna be able to gather 10,000 taels of silver, as a side income.
所以我不需要告诉大家太多有关外邦人对于掌权的人是有什么样的一个期望。
There's no need for me to say more about the kind of goals and desires that unbelieving authorities or officials have.
他讲说，二十六节说，只是在你们中间不可这样。
But Jesus, it is not this way among you.
你不要管外邦人是怎么样，不要管我们自己在从小生长的环境当中，对于一个掌权者，他能够拥有多大的 power， 我们不要去管他。
Regardless of how the Gentiles do this, or what we have been told growing up about how authorities should enrich profit themselves during their work time.
在你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必做你们的用人。
Among you, it is not this way, but rather whoever wishes to become great shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first shall be your slave.
对，所以在这样的一个观念当中，仿佛没有人会去愿意做那个最伟大的为首的，对不对
？Looks as if you know if we have this kind of a concept, probably nobody then would be willing to become great.Or be a first among their peers.
但我们看看，在彼得前书里面有一段话，他说：“我这做长老、做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人， 务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And we see in Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, here's the admonition from St. Peter. Therefore, I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker also of the glory that is to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness, nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
所以这一段经文给前面讲说你们中间不可这样，你们中间谁愿为大就必做你们用人，谁愿为首就必做你们的仆人，一个很好的一个诠释。
So this is a perfect illustration of what Jesus was talking about, how if you want to be great, you need to be the servant of everybody. If you want to be the first, you need to be the slave of everybody.
所以他这样讲到说，他讲到几个地方，他说我们他是出于甘心，他是出于乐意，然后做群羊的榜样。
He's talking about voluntary service, shepherding the flock of God with eagerness.
所以这个地方就是我们在神的国度里面为大的、为首的所要做出来的事情。
These are the kind of things that are to be performed by those who want to be great or to be the first in God's kingdom.
而我们放弃掉的是什么？放弃的是不是勉强，不是贪财，然后也不是辖制所托付你们的。
And what we turn away from, what we reject, is to serve out of a compulsion or to serve for the sake of a sordid gain.
因为在神的国度里面，所有的一切都是为了成全众圣徒，然后各尽其职，建立耶稣基督的身体。
Because everything in God's kingdom is designed for equipping the saints so that they can do every good work.
所以这就是我们在做神的仆人里面我们所需要面对到的一个。
And this is a truth that all God's servants need to face.
对。好，然后呢，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
And verse 28, just as Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many.
所以他这里马上就讲，正如人子来。什么叫做正如？
So Jesus follows up his teaching with this phrase, just as. What does that mean?
就表示说他自己本身已经做了这样子的一个榜样。
It means Jesus himself has already done the very same thing in the very same manner.
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命，做多人的赎价。
In that he came not to be served, but to serve, to give his life as ransom for many.
这里讲的赎价。
So the word ransom.
Ransom 这个意思呢，它就是说他要把人从别人的手上赎出来。
Illustrate that what Jesus needs to do, what he does, is to redeem many people from bondage.
就好像有一个人被绑架了，然后他跟绑匪跟对方这个跟被害人的家属跟他说我要五百万。
It's as if someone going to a robber, right, to say, I want my, I want the people that you capture back, and the robber tells him, well, $5 million for your hostage.
所以他的赎价，他的价值就是五百万。
So in other words, the value for the life of the hostage is $5 million.
所以也就是说，在这里他讲说，他要舍命做多人的赎价。
When here it says he will give his life a ransom.
被赎出来的人，他们的价值就是耶稣基督的生命。
And what this tells us is that for those people who are redeemed by the life of Christ, their value, the value of the total ransom, equals the value of the life of Christ.
他们出耶利哥城的时候，有极多的人跟随他，有两个瞎子坐在路旁，听说是耶稣经过，就喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。众人责备他们，不许他们作声，他 他们却越发喊着说，主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
As they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him, and two blind men sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David. The crowd sternly told them to be quiet, but they cried out all the more, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us.
所以刚刚在讲到是说西庇太的母亲，西庇太儿子的母亲带着儿子到神，到耶稣面前来求坐在他的国度当中，一个在左边，一个在右边。
We just saw the mothers of sons of Zebedee came to Jesus requesting two positions next to him, one on the right, one on the left.
然后耶稣给他们 那段教导之后
，Right after that teaching，
他们出耶利哥的时候，有极多的人跟随他，然后这个时候有两个瞎子坐在路边。
They were leaving Jericho, huge crowd following. Now we see this mission here about two blind men sitting by the road.
他说听说是耶稣经过。
They heard Jesus was passing by.
然后他们有那样一个属灵的看见，虽然他们人看不见，但是他们有一个属灵的看见。
Their natural eyes may not be able to see, but the eyes of their spirit saw clearly who it is that is going by.
他说主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。
And they cried out, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us.
这里讲大卫的子孙不是一个，大卫的子孙他是一个，是大卫的那一个子孙。
Son of David is a term, or is a reference. It does not mean that David only has one son, or the son of David.
所以他的意思说他就是那个弥赛亚。
But rather, it's a reference to Messiah, that very descendant of David.
然后这两个瞎子他们遭受什么样的一个回应呢
What kind of a reaction did these two blind men get from the crowd?
众人责备他们不许他们作声
It's a stern rebuke telling them to be quiet
所以在瞎子他们这样子不被人重视被人家责备不许他们作声的这种人
So the two blind men were getting rebuked they were getting rejected by the big crowd
他们很清楚地从心里面看见这是弥赛亚。
But what we see here is that in their hearts, they are very clear that the person passing by is the Messiah.
他怎么表现出他们那么强的把握呢
？How can we tell that these two blind men knew very clearly that it was the Messiah passing by?
他们却越发大声喊着说。
We can see because they cried out all the more.They didn't shut up.
他说越发大声喊着说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我们吧。
They cried out all the more, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us.
因为他们知道如果错过了这个机会就没有机会了。
They knew that if they missed this opportunity, it will be a missed opportunity for them.
当我们在我们的困难当中来到神的面前。
When we come before God in the middle of a difficulty,
我们有没有用到那样子一个心态是说我们现在不把握这个机会我们就没机会了
Do we also have the same mindset telling ourselves if I miss this very opportunity I'm not going to have any another one coming at all
他是我们唯一的拯救
Jesus is the only salvation only redeemer savior
不管我们所遇到的任何的拦阻别人讲说哎呀你的神现在没有在听你的
So no matter whatroadblocks we may have, or maybe other people telling us, you know, there's no hope for you.
或者任何其他的一些拦阻
Or any other kind of a barrier, obstacles maybe in our way.
如果我们真的知道我们要的是什么
If we really know what it is that we really want,
我们就会不顾一切的紧紧的抓住耶稣基督的这样子的一个应许
We will make every effort to overcome those barriers.To make sure we come to, before Jesus.
耶稣就站住叫他们来说要我为你们做什么
And Jesus stopped, called them, said, what do you want me to do for you?
在这上我们看到说众人责备他们不许他们作声
We're seeing the crowd rebuking, telling them to be quiet.
一般的人对于一个有需要帮助的人，常常是没有他的怜悯之心的。
Normally, we are seeing here that people, you oftentimes have very little sympathy, in fact, to those people who need help.
但是耶稣站住说，叫他们来说，要我为你们做什么？
But Jesus stopped and called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?"
他们说，主啊，要我们的眼睛能看见。
They said to him, "Lord, we want our eyes to be opened."
他这样的一个要求是合神心意的。
This is a request pleasing to God.
耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him.
他这边讲到说，他用的是，他说主啊，要我们的眼睛能看见。
So the blind man said, they addressed him as the Lord when they said, we want our eyes to be opened.
他把这个关系拉得更近一点。
So the blind men are saying this out of a very close relationship with Jesus.
所以这边讲，耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
So Jesus was moved with compassion. He touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him.
所以如果我们看到这两段这个耶稣的事迹的话。
So putting these two incidents together,
一个是有他的门徒跟他来，在他已经三次说他要受难的时候，还来到他的面前说他要在他的左当做他的左丞右相。
It's one event is the disciples requesting high positions after Jesus said three times about his coming death and crucifixion.
然后这一段是有两个瞎子，他们明明是瞎的。但是他们的心没有瞎。
The other incident being two blind men having the sight, having this enlightened sight in their hearts that it is Jesus, the Lord, who is passing by.
我们就看到，我们现在看到，在我们的人生当中有三种状态。
So we see in our own lives, we oftentimes run into three kind of conditions.
这三个中文字都是发音叫做盲。
The Chinese have three words for these three conditions or states. They have the same pronunciation, 盲。
我们在所要追求的事情上面，我们是很盲目的。
The very first 盲 means at a loss, being it's an aimlessness. The middle 盲 meaning blindness.
我们在我们要追求的东西，我们是盲目的追求的。
About the kind of a thing we are going after, we go after them blind-sided.
别人要的，我们也要。
Basically, whatever it is that other people have, I want that thing too for myself.
因此，我们就要忙着去做一些事情。
Because we want that, we do the third 忙, which is busy. We busy ourselves with such pursuits.
然后呢，到最后，我们会发现我们自己。我们所面对到的是非常茫然的状况。
After such busying business, we arrive at the third 盲 state, that is, we are at a loss of what it is we're actually looking for.
我们要的可能没拿到。
Maybe what we really want, we failed to obtain.
然后我们把自己陷入到不断的生活的忙碌当中。
And yet we have entrapped ourselves into all kinds of busy running around in our lives.
所以我很喜欢这个，就是讲到说，我们经常就在这三个当中。
So I kind of like how the Chinese say we often alternate among these three 盲 states in our life.
雅各、约翰，他们不知道他们要求的是什么，他们不知道他们所喝的杯是什么。
So Jacob and John, they are blind about what exactly they are wanting and about the cup that they say they could drink.
他们忙着卡位。
And they are busy in pursuing a high position.
就忙着去找耶稣说，我们要做你的左丞右相。
They busy themselves with requesting Jesus to be his left and right top lieutenants.
然后耶稣的教导之后，他们会觉得说，我到底要的是什么？
But maybe after Jesus has taught them, maybe their reaction is, well, yeah, what exactly it is that I'm seeking?
所以当然，但是相反的，那两个瞎子，他们知道他们要什么。
By contrast, those two blind men knew what they want.
所以我们希望我们每个人都是做一个，在这个事上面，不要做瞎子的人。
So we hope that none of us will become a blindsided when it comes to worldly things.
好，那我们看我们有一个什么样的应用呢？
So how, what are some of the ways we can apply all of these lessons we learned today?
马太福音第六章的时候，他讲到说，只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Matthew 6, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
他这里讲到说积攒财宝在天上，所以表他隐含的意思是你可以积攒财宝在地上。
So by just saying that you can store up treasure in heaven means some people probably store up treasures on earth.
所以在乎于说你把你的财宝放在天上还是放在地上。
So what really matters is where you store up your treasure. Is it in heaven or is it on earth?
他说因为你的财宝在哪里你的心也在哪里。
This matters because, as he says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
我不知道你们以前有没有，我现在有这种可能。比方说我们刚刚买了一个 iPhone,然后呢，上班的时间不能碰它，然后心里那个痒啊，痒得个不得了。
I don't know how many you know have experienced this because you just bought a brand new iPhone. Of course, when you are working, you can't be playing with it, but you just feel that itching, that desire in your heart to play with it.
以前小时候给我儿子零用钱，给了他5块钱，说你不要掉了。
So when my kids were young, I used to give them like a $5 allowance, but I told them don't waste the money.
他连跑步的时候这样子都这样拽着口袋。
So I told him don't lose it. So when he is running around, he puts his hand in his pocket and hold on to that $5 bill to make sure he doesn't lose it.
我们的财宝在哪里？我们的心也在哪里。
So where your treasure is, your heart will be there too.
所以当神，当我们自己每当我们祷告的时候。我们也要问自己，你要什么
？So whenever we pray, one question we can ask is, what do I want?
你是要积攒财宝在天上，还是在积攒财宝
？Do I want to store treasure in heaven or on earth?
我们一起做祷告。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
天父，我们感谢你让把这段经文给我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for teaching us through this passage.
让我们真是仔细的去思想，我们在这个世界上。我们所追求的到底是什么
？Help us think carefully what it is on this earth that we are pursuing.
是合神心意的事，还是合着这个世界上的标准的事
？Is that pleasing to you, or is that just in accordance with the worldly goals and ambitions?
我们已经从这个死里复活，我们已经有一个一举一动有新生的样式。
We have been raised from.Death, we have been led into this new life, and in everything we do, we have this new life that is you have put inside us.
我们已经是一个不一样的人。
We have already become different kinds of people.
求主你自己开启我们心里的眼睛，以至于我们真是能够在这个世界上不要做一个瞎眼的人。
Enlighten the eyes of our heart, Lord, so that as we walk on this earth, we can indeed live different lives.
感谢主。
We praise you and thank you.
奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.